I liked you right away. Within seconds of meeting you, I had this feeling that you were someone I wanted to have a strong connection with. I can't explain exactly why. It was just a sense I had standing in line with you that night outside the bar. We were both trying to get into a drag show at Aces Wild, but it was one in, one out, which meant making friends with people in the line to pass the time. Your laugh was so contagious, and our conversation was so easy, that it made me do something I don't normally do. Ask for your number. I still remember that rush of sensation when I felt our fingers brushed as you were still handing me back my phone. It felt like I was lining up for a perfect shot. And then you said the last word I want to hear when I'm hitting on someone. Boyfriend. The high I was on died pretty quickly after that. I assumed I'd never see you again when we finally got inside the bar, but you found me later in the night, and before I knew it, I was deep in conversation with you and him. We might have been two or three drinks in, but something just clicked between the three of us. I never considered polyamory as a possibility for myself until I met you. And now, I guess I'm something of a seasoned expert at it.
No.
Yes, take it. Get over here, you little...
Come on, damn it.
Ooh, yikes. Tough luck.
How the hell do you press the button so fast?
I fuck women.
So do I. What does that have to do with it?
I'm very good with my fingers.
That actually makes a lot of sense.
I didn't even hear you come into the room. You sit down close to me on the couch and crawl into my lap with one arm slung around my shoulders.
A kiss for the champion.
Does the loser get a kiss?
Nope. Sorry, babe.
You're too good.
I hold you close and trace patterns over your thigh through your jeans. It was confusing and a little awkward at first, dating someone who has a boyfriend, but we make it work. You two have been together for years, and inviting me into the fold was just a natural evolution of your relationship. I'm more of a free agent. I'm dating you, but I'm open to other people and things that come my way. It's a situation that works for all of us.
Okay, for real. What are we doing tonight? I can't watch you two beat each other up again.
I thought you were going out.
Show got canceled.
Bummer.
I might have an idea. Something we can all do together.
Huh? What?
I've got my strap on in my bag.
Uh-huh.
Jonas was saying last night he wanted to try out pegging, right?
What are you two whispering about?
You getting pegged.
That was not what I was expecting you to say.
Well, you said last night you wanted to try it out sometime,
yeah,
right?
I did say that, yeah.
I really wouldn't mind watching you fuck him. Seeing you in control sounds...
I've had enough wine to really like that idea. Babe, what do you think?
Come on, babe.
Fuck it. Let's do it.
Okay. This night just suddenly got interesting. Casey, you have to help me, though. I've never worn the strap-on before.
Don't worry, I'll show you how. Bedroom?
I catch a glimpse of your face as you take his hand and pull him down the hall. There's no nervousness, no hesitation. You've been talking about wanting to be in control, wanting to know what it's like to fuck him the way he fucks you.
Are you ready for that?
I don't know. You gonna take care of me?
You know I will. And Casey's going to take care of me, right?
Of course, baby.
Mm.
You drift away from me and press your palms against Jonas's chest. He lets you push him down onto his back.
Pants off.
You changed into sweatpants when we found out the show got canceled earlier. They fall down your legs easily when I tug on them. You return the favor, your hands lingering around my belt loops before pulling my pants right down to my ankles.
Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, but this story is too spicy for most platforms. To listen to the full version, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your free account today.